bastard star. His love endures forever. For the life that's been reborn, his love endures forever. Sing praise.
Welcome to Finding God in Prison with Joe Montone, the founder and director of the WINGS program, an inmate reentry and recovery program. And now, here's your host, Joe Montone.
Hey, good morning, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to Finding God in Prison. My name is Joe Montone, your host. We're here at Holy Spirit Radio, 1570 AM WISP and 1420 AM WCOJ. It is a privilege and a pleasure to be back here on the air with you at Holy Spirit Radio. What a fantastic opportunity, my friends. We have a wonderful show for you planned, and our first guest this morning is actually Anthony Berkeley, a WINGS graduate in March of 2018. Anthony, are you on the line?
Yes, I am.
Anthony, welcome to the show, and let me just start by saying God bless you for your call the other day, and it's just really great to hear from you. So if you can, I'd like to give you an opportunity to just tell our listeners how you and I met, and also bring us up to date on exactly where you are in your life, if you can.
Surely. First, God bless everybody, and stay safe out there. This thing is real. Well, the deal was I was in a very dark place, as you can imagine. I was in county prison, and they asked me if I would take a program. And I was really at my wit's end. I was way out of my comfort zone. And I took the program not knowing what kind of hope that God had in store for me by attending that program. It gave me that hope to get past that time. I was at my end. And when I got there, you know, all the constructive things that we were discussing let me realize what I knew all along, you know, in the back of my mind, was that I had the opportunity to change my life back in the direction it was going before I made a fatal mistake and ended up in prison and incarcerated. The WINGS program actually gave me reminders of what I basically believed all my life in, values like accountability, accreditability, and stuff like that. The things that I grew up on, it took me back there to say that I'm still who I am, even though I'm in this circumstance. And at that time, I started contemplating how to get out of that circumstance that I had put myself into, be accountable to myself, and to break this thing down and not let it beat me. And at this time, I've been released from state prison. I'm in a halfway house. I can look out the window and I can see light. And all of this woke me up by attending that program at the time. I'd like to say thank you, Mr. Montone, all the good stuff that you're doing for gentlemen like myself that find themselves in that very, very, very bad position that we put ourselves in. God sent you to do a very essential service, and keep on doing it. It's good for us, guys. Thank you.
And I appreciate that, Anthony. I consider that an affirmation from God through you to me to continue doing what we've been doing for 27 years. And so I thank you for that. And I thank God for you coming on the air to tell our listeners that. And if we can, I just want to interject Anthony to our listening audience once again. Now, Anthony and I met inside the Philadelphia prison system. He was in our class. He graduated. And then if I am correct, Anthony, you were then transferred to another facility where you actually had a stroke or two strokes. Is that correct?
That's correct, sir. What happened was I was subsequently convicted of the crime that I committed. I put myself in that situation. I was subsequently sentenced to a term in state prison. In state prison, I determined to get in the best shape of my life, and I was going to the weight room every day. I got to look like a WWE wrestler. I was 220 pounds. I was doing 300-pound burnouts, and I thought I was in great shape. What happened was previously in my life, I had a construction accident with trauma in my feet. And due to lifting that heavy weight, it moved blood clots through my veins into my arteries, which lodged in my neck, which I had two strokes resulting from. In 20 minutes, it paralyzed me. So if anybody out there can listen, I was paralyzed in prison, imprisoned in my body, and imprisoned in prison. God came down and told me, you're not going to go out like this, okay? And he calmed me down, you know, I kind of freaked out, excuse my French. And I talked to him, and he said, you've been my child all your life, as every one of us are. Don't think that I'm going to let you go out like this. And he brought me back. And things, like I said, the positive things that I've experienced in that very dark place, like wings and other things, let me know that I would make it through, and I had. And I can do nothing more than thank him from the bottom of my heart and the pit of my soul.
That's wonderful testimony, Anthony, because you know what it's like to actually have a stroke, actually two strokes, and then you recovered some of those faculties again. Is that correct?
I recovered miraculously to the point of I can move around, locomote myself, but with a lot of difficulty. Sometimes I can't feel my feet. I have to look down and see where I'm putting my left foot. It paralyzed me to the point where I couldn't talk, couldn't walk, obviously, you know, couldn't even speak and stuff, you know. And like I said, it is a passage in scripture that says, I am the God that heals you. And he has healed me to some point where I can move around and do a few things, but I do things with difficulty. It's a problem every day. I have pain every day. And the deal is, at least I'm still here to make this testimony. Thank God.
Yeah, that's a beautiful thing, Anthony. And how old are you today, Anthony?
I am 57 years old, proud grandfather.
Okay. And how old is your grandson or daughter?
Well, there are multiples. I have an 8-year-old grandson, a 4-year-old grandson, and believe it or not, a 16-year-old granddaughter. Beautiful. And I get to see them smile. I can't ask for more. Thank God.
Yeah, that's great, Anthony. I really, really cherish that because I have three grandchildren myself and one more coming in July. So they are a blessing. And, you know, as I just reflect back on what you said earlier, that you had a problem basically without hope, and God gave you hope for another day. Can you talk a little bit about what it's like to be in prison, and also tell us how much time have you served in your lifetime?
Well, I'm a career guy. I work. I made a bad decision and put myself there. I served 3.5 years in state prison after basically almost 2 years in county prison, you know, fighting the case and then finally being subsequently convicted and doing my time. I take the time to forgive myself for the mistake that I have made, and I hope all that were affected forgive me as well. And the deal is, I'm trying to recover my life now. And I liken this to a biblical story you all may have heard of. It's the story of King Hezekiah, where Hezekiah was surrounded by the army, and there was no way to get out. They were laying siege to him. Not only that, you know, he had faith. He said, well, hey, my God can help me. And the king of the opposing army sent his people there, and they told him, don't have any faith in Hezekiah, okay? And Isaiah came and told him, this guy will run back the way that he came and die in his own kingdom. And basically, that's what my problem is doing. Furthermore, he destroyed the invading army. And when Hezekiah was stricken with illness, God went and formed a miracle for him, gave him that hope, and he survived again to see another day. That's me as well.
That's beautiful, Anthony. And I tell you, that's right in line with our show. You know, we kind of got started very quickly, you and I, here on the air, right off the bat. And I want to take a moment to just let you know, my friends, that you're listening to Holy Spirit Radio here at 1570 AM WISP and 1420 AM WCOJ. We're here at Holy Spirit Radio. This is Joe Montone, your host. We're on Finding God in Prison, speaking with our guest, Anthony Berkeley, a WINGS graduate from March 2018, who has truly given testimony to God. And that's right in line today, Anthony, with the dedication of our show, which we always dedicate our show. And today, it happens to be dedicated to God, our Father, the Father of all mankind, the creator of the universe, the creator of life itself. And so I just want to throw that in there, because as you give testimony, I want you to see the affirmation that God is, you know, very pleased with you in giving that testimony, because we're in a society where truly, you know, there's an anti-sentiment there against God, removing God. It's been that way for a long, long time, since 1962, June 25th, when a prayer was actually removed from the public school. And, you know, many years ago, I ran for U.S. Congress in 2004. But before that, I got a chance to hear Judge Roy Moore, the Alabama Chief Justice, who was actually fired for standing up for the Ten Commandments in his courthouse. And so, you know, today as we give testimony, I want to just bring those things out, because this is very, very important. And, you know, you talk about the change that you need to make, you know, and that you actually did make. And I want to get into that, into your story heavily, because we did spend 2.5 months together inside CFCF in the WINGS program. And as we go through it, we're in a state of quarantine now around the world, around the country. Would you agree with that?
Yes, sir.
Yeah. And so I'm going to share this with our listening audience, and you're going to stay with me this entire show. It's going to be powerful. And a friend sent this to me and wanted me to share it with you. And when I say you, I mean the listening audience, everyone, including you, Anthony. And this is about world quarantine. And this was on Good Friday. The Latin root of the word quarantine is 40. So what does the Bible say about the number 40? The flood, the great flood, lasted 40 days. For 40 years, Moses fled Egypt. For 40 days, Moses stayed on Mount Sinai to receive the Ten Commandments. The Exodus lasted 40 years. Jesus fasted for 40 days. A woman needs to rest after giving birth for 40 days. A group of theologians think that the number 40 represents change. It is the time of preparing a person or people to make a fundamental change. What change do you and I need to make? What change is God calling you and I to make? Something will happen after these 40 days. Just believe and pray. Remember, when the number 40 appears in the Bible, there is a change coming. Please know that during this quarantine, rivers are cleaning up. Vegetation is growing. The air is becoming cleaner because of less pollution. There is less theft and murder. Healing is happening. And most importantly, people are turning to Jesus Christ. The earth is at rest for the first time in many years, and hearts are truly transforming. So during this time, enjoy it with your loved ones and return to the family altar together. Family prayer is a great blessing. Through prayer, you will see the changes God can work in you and in your home. Christ promises us that everything works together for the good for those who love God. From Romans 8:28. Remember, my friends, we are in the year 2020, and 20 plus 20 is equal to 40. Also, 2020 is the year of the United States Census. Jesus Christ, the Savior of the world, was born during a census. And lastly, 2020 is perfect vision. Marisite focus on the Lord and living according to his perfect vision for us, knowing that he holds us in the palm of his hand. May these days of quarantine bring spiritual liberation to our souls, our nation, and our world. The best is yet to come as we trust in the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Thinking of you, and have a blessed Easter. So, Anthony, I share that with you and our audience because this is truly a miraculous time of change. And in my own life, this is the first time I've ever seen churches close and basically, you know, United States shut down from an aviation standpoint. No one is flying. You know, people with like 8 people are going on an airplane from New York to Los Angeles. And so this is a time of change. Now, I want to get back into your story. And what is the number one change that you needed to make when you were in the WINGS program?
Well, the thing that I've already mentioned it. The thing that I've really, really focused on was accountability. Accountability for myself. And it rings right into what you were saying. The thing about it is, with all this that's going on, the quarantine and everything like that, less activity in the world means, if you really look at it, peace. And God is the author of peace. There was too much stuff going on in this world. When you really look at it, when I was looking at that accountability, I was looking at the rules that the Bible gives us to give accountability. Those are those 10 commandments that you mentioned. And the thing about it is, if you don't do these things, you're going to go to a place, time, on time, where there is no time again, suffrage, okay? That scares me, okay? We measure time, so I'm minutes, hours, days, but there are none, okay? It just goes on, stretches and stretches forever. Now, do you want to end up in a place like that, which is on earth, jail, or do you want to go to a place with peace? And see, that's the thing, those principles that we learned at the WINGS program at that time of turmoil in my life that I imposed on myself gave me a measure of peace, and I could see clearly that I could get through this no matter what.
And that's very powerful, Anthony. You know, first I want to talk about accountability, which is one of the 6 fundamentals that we highlight in the WINGS program that goes into trust. You know, we need honesty, sincerity, respect, accountability in word and action, reliability and dependability, and then we get to trust other people. We've got to bring that to other people, and people have to bring it to us. But in Proverbs 27:17, it says, the essence of accountability, as iron sharpens iron, so one man sharpens another. And we live by that in the WINGS program, helping men to sharpen their skills, their morals, values, ethics, the biblical principles. And the other thing I want to mention is what you just talked about is peace, you know. And we talk heavily about peace in the WINGS program as we deal with many people who are living with anxiety and fears and depression and jealousy. And we try to, you know, bring them the peace of God through a 50-hour, 10-week, 20-session program. And, you know, if you don't have peace in your heart, you've got something else. It sounds like to me, Anthony, that you've arrived at that place where you have peace and can share that with other people. Would you agree with that?
Most definitely. He showed up. Okay, at the darkest hour of my life and gave me that peace. So he allowed me to get through, even through death. He allowed me to get through that to be able to speak to you today and tell you that what you're doing isn't right.
And that's just incredible that the Lord showed up in the darkest time of your life. You're incarcerated. You have a stroke, a second stroke, and you have paralysis. And the Lord shows up and tells you, you're not going to go out this way. And he basically helps you to see the light, make the change, and gives you some of your faculties back to where you can be grateful and acknowledge the Lord himself. And that's just a powerful testimony, Anthony.
Yes. And maybe it's so true.
I want to just go back to March 2018, and we're at the WINGS program together. Did you receive a certificate?
Yes, I received a nice certificate, which I still have. Like I said, I kind of cherish those things because, you know, people should know that small things in your life are really enormous. Okay, at that time, like I said, I was very depressed. I didn't know the way out or what I was doing. I was doing a lot of different things. And then this heavy voice came in and told me the right way to go, the right things to listen to. And I'm carrying that back into society with me, confident that nothing can stop me. Okay, I'm here for a reason. I'm here to tell my story and the story of God to people that you have to go behind our creator to get further in this life. See, I have an old proverb that I speak from my heritage, and it says success is at some high point along the way. It's just making it stage by stage, and it's very, very true.
And that's awesome. Once again, I really appreciate, you know, you coming forward. And the Lord brought you to us, and this is Holy Spirit Radio, Anthony, on the air over 20 years. And our job is to really allow the Holy Spirit to speak through us and to educate and motivate our listeners throughout our listening audience. And that's, you know, throughout many counties here in Pennsylvania and also New Jersey. So we have opportunity today to touch the hearts and minds of people out there of all ages, people who are out there at home, who are quarantined, who are listening today, are making the most of it and getting a chance to hear you and I speak about your story and giving testimony to God. So that's a beautiful thing. I want to just ask you a question now. What was your most vulnerable area growing up, would you say? The most vulnerable area that, you know today that you had to work on the most. What was it? What was that thing that caused you to regress and return to jail?
That's an easy question. See, most people have a problem. They don't know the definition of humiliation versus humility. They're talking to a person that moved mountains in his life. Okay? I came from humble beginnings and made something out of my life, and I thought I was invincible. Okay, but you can't have invincibility without our creator. And I forgot him in a time when I was so-called prosperous. Okay, he slapped me in the face, sat me down in a very dark place where I could only have his attention. And I mean real. He put it to the point where I couldn't move and everything like that. I can only talk to him. I was surrounded by strangers. And he came in a familiar face and a familiar voice and showed me what I needed to do was be humble and look at what I was doing with my life and how many people that I would affect, okay, both positively now and then, okay? And the deal is, he organized my life for me and gave me a focus that I have never had in 57 years of life on this planet. And right now, I can't be stopped to do things.
And that's a beautiful thing. I love when you're sharing this with us regarding humiliation versus humility. And, you know, without humility, it's impossible, really, to say, I'm sorry. Please forgive me. I made a mistake. It's very, very difficult without humility to say, I love you. You're important to me, you know, and this is important because the Lord will, you know, change your life, and he will, you know, humiliate a person. And I want to just highlight St. Paul, who was Saul, who became Paul, who was knocked off his horse and blinded for 72 hours by the Lord himself. And he was like a general, a persecutor of Christians. And the Lord truly humiliated him in front of his soldiers who took him to Damascus. And basically he had time to think about his life and he cried his eyes out. And in the end, he got his eyesight back and became one of the greatest warriors for the Lord in the history of Christianity and wrote 13 books of the Bible. And it's a powerful story. And like St. Paul, you too have that knowledge and insight to the faith where you can talk about humility versus humiliation. And through humiliation, we find humility. Would you agree?
I definitely agree. It was the most humiliating. He had to break me down to build me up. That was the most humiliating time of my life. And I needed something positive to look to be able to stand up. And he provided it.
Well, let me just say, Anthony, that you're in good company because we have all been there at one point or another in different ways because we all have a different faith journey. And so I understand completely, you know, what it's like to be humiliated and to gain humility, you know. And I want to just share with you another gentleman who was the founder of the Crips, Stan Tookie Williams, who truly was found himself in the hole for more than 6 years after being incarcerated for several homicides. And he too found his faith in the hole. He found God in the hole. It's a powerful story. And he was actually put to death in 2005 at San Quentin. But like other people that we're talking about, he was humiliated, found humility, wrote 7 books that were published against gang violence and became a force for good. And he vowed to spend the rest of his life doing good against gang violence. And I just tell you that, you know, again, we're in good company because the Lord, you know, he will break us down and build us up again. And he, that just means he loves us. You know, it says in the Word of God, do not reject the punishment of the Almighty, because he wounds, but he binds up. And it also says that divine anger lasts only a moment, but divine favor lasts a lifetime. And that's powerful. And that's the zone you're in, Anthony. That's the zone we want to be in, you know, where we're getting the blessings of obedience that was promised to us, you know, by our Father through Moses. And so does that make sense?
Like said, I didn't mean to interrupt you, but this is correct. You spoke iron words there, and I use that saying, iron sharpens iron, all the time. So this is meant to be as well. It's meant to be to tell me that I'm taking steps in the right direction.
Yep. And part of that is really just waiting on God. And in the book of Psalms 46:10, it says, be still and know that I am God. And when someone says, be still, you don't make a move. And when it's God telling us that, we're just kind of waiting, just like the people in the desert for 40 years, just waiting. They're being held there until the right time, and God has the right time. And once again, Psalm 46:10, be still and know that I am God. And that saying sits right above my desk at this time in my office for many, many years. And, you know, there's no coincidence here. As I said, this is Holy Spirit Radio, Anthony. So what's being, you know, generated here through you and I is a product of the Holy Spirit. And I just give thanks and praise to God right now for the opportunity to do that. And, you know, this show, Finding God in Prison, is a blessing. Just want to take a moment to thank Dale and Jane, the founders of Holy Spirit Radio, and for Frank for producing our show today and for having Anthony on the show to make it just a greater, you know, testimony and a greater program today. So, you know, what a beautiful opportunity, Anthony, for you and I to be here together after being inside maximum security at CFCF back in March of 2018 for 2.5 months.
I thank you as well, and amen to that, sir.
Yeah, so we're moving through the first half of the show into the second half. And again, I want to thank our listening audience for being with us here. Anthony's going to stay with us through the remainder of the show. Anthony, can you do that?
Yes, I can, sir. My pleasure.
Appreciate that. Really do. And, you know, the Wings program, Anthony, is now in its 27th year. And we've been to 8 facilities, including the 3 in Philadelphia. And we're in the Philadelphia facilities now for almost 9 years. Actually, we begin our 10th year in August. And so, you know, time just marches on. And as we begin, you know, our 10th year, I'm just going to pose the question, where do you see yourself 1 year from today, Anthony? Where would you like to be 1 year from today?
Well, the thing about it is my ironic story. The night that I had the incident that led to my incarceration, I came from Allentown, PA, to Philadelphia just to purchase some food. Okay, I came down 476, came down 309 in Ogontz Avenue in the West Oak Lane section of Philadelphia. Coming from prison, didn't the guards bring me the exact same way that I was incarcerated that night? So what happened was God gave me a rewind. He gave me a redo. When I was incarcerated, I was celebrating for the next day, a day that I was going to open and launch a business. What it did, in a long story short, is that delayed it so I would have a better perspective, a God-driven perspective in my business venture. And He's going to allow me to do that now. That's all.
Okay, so you're in this business venture. What kind of a business is this?
Well, it's a funny thing. It's, a lot of people won't understand what I'm going to say. It's called a Moed Lameh, an assembly house of learning. Okay, I have 2 business models set up electronically. Okay, like Amazon will set up their business to sell my product to fund a nonprofit that is that house of learning. That kind of what we're speaking about today. It's all centered that who fund that business, that nonprofit, where people can learn about God and listen to what I say and what other people say that have a good understanding of what's going on out here. And what's going on is simply this. We have plenty of laws that are human laws. But the real laws that counts are His laws. If you base your life on His laws, you don't have to worry about the human laws because you won't break any of them. And that is your security and protection. I stepped outside of that and found myself ensnared in something I couldn't get out of and something I couldn't handle. And even then, He showed His mercy and came to me and gave me the strength to be able handle and focus to get out of it.
And that's awesome material, really, because in the book of Deuteronomy, we talk heavily about Moses and the blessings of obedience that come from the book of Deuteronomy. And in Deuteronomy chapter 8, this is what it says about God's care. He says, be careful to observe all the commandments I enjoin on you today, that you may live and increase and may enter in and possess the land which the Lord promised an oath to your fathers. Remember how the 40 years now the Lord your God had directed all your journeying in the desert, so as to test you by affliction and find out whether or not it was your intention to keep His commandments. He therefore let you be afflicted with hunger and then fed you with manna, a food unknown to you and your fathers, in order to show you that not by bread alone does man live, but by every word that comes forth from the mouth of the Lord. And so I share that with you because when the Lord tells you to be careful, That's huge. And I know as a pilot, if you remember, I'm an aviator for years. As a pilot, if somebody tells me, hey, Joe, be careful up there. I just came through that weather and it was a rough ride. You have to take that to heart. Does that make sense? And so here the Lord is telling us through Moses to be careful to observe all the commandments. And he's going to test you and I, Anthony. He's going to test you. And now that you're discharged, he's going to test us in the 168. If you remember, the 168 is the total time available in a week. And that's the core, fundamental core of the WINGS program. That's where we live, Monday through Sunday, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. And in that time, he will test you and I. He will give you your most vulnerable area right in front of you. And it's going to be up to us to say no or to move in another direction and to not get distracted. And this is really important because I know that I'm tested every day. And we have to pass that test because he's watching, you know, to those who much has been given, much will be expected, you know. And so as you gain, you know, wisdom, we have to make better decisions. So let me ask you this question. What is the number one thing that you learned, you know, one or two things that you really learned from being incarcerated?
Well, the first thing is this. Our system here, a system that's not been, it's basically based on what we believe casts a very wide net. And just because you think that you're doing the right things, it takes a moment for you to be caught up in that net. Again, there's only one way to overcome any adversity upon this earth, and that's to have faith, obedience, which is most important of all, and be able to persevere through things. Put those three things together and you get me. And I thank God for letting me live to say these things to you.
And that's a beautiful thing right there. I want to acknowledge what you said just a moment ago, though, about human laws versus his laws. And I'm going to prove out what you just said is absolutely true. We have a law in place since 1973 that says that human offspring are not persons before birth, and that you could take the life of an unborn child, you can abort that baby, and it's legal since 1973. But the Lord says, do not kill. That's his law. Here in 1973, it was made okay for abortions to take place. And do you know, year in and year out, Anthony, 56 million abortions take place every year throughout the world. Every year, over 56 million unborn babies are taken through abortion. And so what you just said is absolutely true, that there are human laws in place that are not align with what God says to do. And this is just absolutely true. And there's many, many, you know, things that we could say today to prove that case. And we've said it many times over the radio. So I like that. I like what you said there. And give me something else you learned inside prison.
Well, you said that most eloquently. If you really put it in proper perspective, that number that you gave is 1/8 of the population of the United States. That's genocide. Now, again, it gave me a much better focus in dealing with things when he got my real attention as to what you are required to do in this lifetime. And nobody out there in your listening audience should take anything for granted. You will not realize it until you lose it. And once you lose it, it's gone. The worst thing that you can do is lose your health, not your wealth. That's wood and stone. We're talking about your health that only he can give you. And for him to give me a measure of my health back and the focus to go on and do the things that he has me here to do. It's given me a lot of peace.
And that's a beautiful thing right there. And you'll have many opportunities. You're 57 years old. You've got a good 30 to 40 years ahead of you of good living. And I like that, tell me, today, what is your limitation? Is there any paralysis at all today from the stroke?
Well, what it is I've gotten up out of a wheelchair. I'll never forget this day on February 18th of this year. And I guess you can imagine walking is a real problem for me. Obstacles are a real problem for me. I still can't do steps, but I'm trying. And the thing about it is you have to give that effort, that God-given effort, that strength to go ahead on and do the things that you used to do. I used to do 100 push-ups in 60 seconds. Now I can barely do 10, but I can do 10 is the thing that I'm looking at. It's what you, not what you could do, but what you can do now.
Right. Yeah, and you know, good health is so important, and we take it for granted. And I have I've had some friends who have had strokes and who were half paralyzed for years. And, it's an amazing thing to be very competent one day and the next day be unable to put on a sock or a belt or pull your pants up or take yourself to the shower. That's just reality. But God has a way of teaching people, different lessons. One of the people I'm referring to is a gentleman who had a stroke. He was a very, very successful doctor. 5 years, delivered many babies. He trained many doctors and in Bucks County, Pennsylvania. And a friend of mine who also had a stroke said to me, "Hey, Joe, I want you to come and meet this guy. This guy had a stroke and he's really not doing well, but he was a doctor and he's not feeling good." And so we went to his house and I said, his name actually happened to be Joe. So I said, "Joe, I'm Joe Montone. I said, how are you doing?" He says, "Well, not too good. I just had a stroke, I really believe that God punished me for how I live my life." I said, "Well, Joe," I said, no one really knows the way God works completely. I said, "But it does say in the Word that a father has the right to discipline his son. And he has disciplined me, Joe." And so we met for 2 years in Joe's living room every Wednesday in a prayer group. And we had the WINGS program right there, the three of us. With the two paralyzed men and myself. And I got him connected with LA Fitness, where he went into water aerobics. And we had the prayer group. And he met a lovely lady who happened to be a nurse, one of his patients many, many years ago that God brought to him. And I just tell you that when I first met him, he was in a severe depression. And God lifted him out of that depression and blessed him with a lovely wife. And he had 10 years of marriage before he passed. But, he had a stroke and it taught him a lot about life, and a lot about God. He was a great man, but had a grudge then about God because he thought God punished him. And it, as I said, Joe, divine anger lasts but a moment, but divine favor lasts a lifetime. And that's the zone we want to be in. So yeah, as you said, Anthony, God will break us down and rebuild and cleanse us. He will purify us. It's a very powerful thing to go through that, like St. Paul, like Stan Tookie Williams, and this is who we are today. The new Joe Montone is here. The old Joe Montone, you'll never see. The old Anthony Berkeley, we'll never see again. Does that make sense?
Gone. The thing about it is we must remember he only chastises the ones that he loves. Okay, so I'm never mad at this circumstance. I was sent to a prison hospital They had guys with one leg, had strokes like me, couldn't remember their name, and had flesh-eating bacteria. So I consider myself very lucky. There was a weekend there where I was trying to put on my left shoe by myself, determined. It took me all weekend. And that's what I've been. So I can understand where that man had his thing. If he didn't have a strong will, it's easy to succumb to what you would call basically the dark side of why me. But what you have to really think about is that stroke. If the medicine for it is not administered in the right time, you can forget it. It's over. Okay? Your whole life, all your plans, everything you even thought about is gone. Okay? Because you're gone. And I thank them for you just letting me live.
That's beautiful, Anthony. Yeah, beautiful. I want to just tell you that the other gentleman who also had a stroke many years ago, I had some kidney stones, which were very painful. And that gentleman actually took care of me, okay, for 24 hours, including calling the ambulance and getting me into an ambulance off the floor of a church and into St. Mary's Hospital. But good health is so valuable, and we take it for granted. I want to shift gears a little bit, Anthony, in the last quarter of our show. We have a Sunday coming up, and the gospel is about the Good Shepherd. And it's from John chapter 10, 1 to 10. And we're going to share that right now and talk a little bit about it. And here it is, my friends. Amen, amen, I say to you, whoever does not enter a sheepfold through the gate, but climbs over elsewhere, is a thief and a robber. But whoever enters through the gate is the shepherd of the sheep. The gatekeeper opens it for him, and the sheep hear his voice, and he calls his own sheep by name and leads them out. When he has driven out all of his own, he walks ahead of them, and the sheep follow him because they recognize his voice. But they will not follow a stranger. They will run away from him because they do not recognize the voice of strangers. Although Jesus used this figure of speech, they did not realize what he was trying to tell them. But Jesus said again, amen, amen, I say to you, I am the gate for the sheep. All who come before me are thieves and robbers, but the sheep did not listen to them. I am the gate. Whoever enters through me will be saved and will come in and go out and find pasture. And this is the gospel of the Lord. And so when we talk about the Good Shepherd and the Lord himself, you know, in many areas, the Lord says, you know, it's through him that we can get to the Father, and only through him. No one knows the Father except through me, and no one comes to the Father except through me. And so this is where the acceptance of Christ is so critical to our future here on earth and to the future in heaven, our salvation. It's very powerful. Anthony, where have you been in your faith? Let's take us back to when you were growing up as a teenager. Was there any faith in your life at all? Did you have any focus on the faith?
I grew up in a very religious family. We are the B'nai Avar. Today, in the modern thing, they call us Hebrews, okay? And we believe like this. Man is but dust, and God is the gentle flowing waters of Shiloh. When you mix both of those together, the dust to the earth, in those waters, you get a form of clay, which only he can mold, and he has molded me. Put me right back on the roots and the tracks that I grew up in and with, and I'm not departing. I can't depart. He scared me straight.
Okay, so you were like a lost sheep who went astray from the flock, and God brought you back. You're like the lost sheep. Would you agree with that?
Definitely.
And I can identify with that myself, and many of our guests who have come on this show also. So now that you have an awareness of that, that transition from, you know, the flock to being astray and coming back, what is the value of having faith in your life? Focus on the faith. And what is your priority list today? Where does faith fit into your priority list?
It never left. It never left at all. But the thing was, I was basically distracted in life. I was chasing money, chasing other interests. And he said, well, I'm first, and you know this. You know better than that. And he gave me a smack on the wrist. And like I said, it's really an amazing thing that I am here to talk to you today. And I can't do anything but love him and bring other lost sheep back to him. Anyone that will give me an ear, they're going to get an ear full.
Okay. Excellent, Anthony. And I appreciate you coming on Holy Spirit Radio and giving us an earful. Because you know what? I've been on Holy Spirit Radio. I first came on a guest in 1999 and hosted my first show later on, but was a host of the Radiothon 2004. And done pretty much radiothons annually for the station. But I've been now here at Holy Spirit Radio on Finding God in Prison for over 6 years. And this show, like many of our shows, will be posted on the website where anyone can go at any time and listen to any one of those shows, or you can go to other programs, local programs. And so here at Holy Spirit Radio, we are an affiliate station of the Eternal Word Television Network, EWTN, down in Irondale, Alabama, which is a worldwide, you know, television station that broadcasts throughout the world and was started by Mother Angelica many, many years ago. So I just tell you that because this is no coincidence, and that you're giving people out there some hope and vision for the future through your change. Sharing your story. I actually believe that the number one thing that you can ever give to a person in the world, the most valuable thing you can ever bring to a person, is the love of God. And the second most valuable thing is your story, your own personal story that glorifies God, because you have 57 years of events and time that you share in that story. And we glorify God. And we try to do it in the most beautiful way that we can, you know, so that we can, you know, bring the glory, honor, and praise to our Lord Jesus Christ and his Father. And it's very powerful. So what you're doing here today, Anthony, is a blessing. And I know that God will bless you in the coming days and weeks and months and years from just this one event, which takes a lot of courage for people who are on a different level. But for you, it's very easy, isn't it?
Very easy. I'm grateful.
Yeah, you've been called. Many are called and few are chosen. And so you've been called to, you know, literally called, you know, I did call you back on the telephone, you know, but you have been touched by God inside a facility when you were actually under a stroke, which most people will never be incarcerated, and most people will never know what that's like, or to have a stroke. I mean, it's a very unique medical challenge, you know, and I just tell you that I really applaud you for your courageousness and your generosity to come here and to share that story with us. Now, we have about 5 minutes left, Anthony, actually about 4 or 5 minutes left. So I want to just ask you another question about your own life there at the halfway house. Can you take us into the halfway house and how are things going for you?
Well, it's very funny. This whole journey has been funny and kind of phenomenal. I had the advantage of going to college, and I took psychology My daughter has a degree in psychology, and she works at Owen Institute here out there, Media, Pennsylvania. And all the stuff, when I was going to school, I thought that it was just superficial. You do the work, you pass the course, you get an A, and you just move on. But coming through this system, I saw young and old men that had all the conditions that we discussed, underlying undiagnosed psychological problems. But when it really boiled down to, you saw this one and that one with a lack of obedience and faith that led to their circumstances, myself included. And what I would do is I would talk to anybody who would listen and tell them where they went wrong. And where they went wrong was they weren't doing things right by God. It says in the Bible, do things that are right in God's eyes. Okay, they weren't doing that thing, wasn't even thinking about it. They were thinking about their life. Well, who gave you your life? And that's the thing that really boils down to is who gave you your life, who should you be grateful to, and who do you need to listen to? He gave instructions for a reason. That one's for you to follow. You are his witness, and you are his servant. If you don't get that out of life, you're lost.
Well said, Anthony. Very well said. And, you know, it sounds like you speak from experience and you have wisdom. You've gained wisdom. And in the Wings program, we talk heavily about that. If you don't have wisdom, you're probably making the same mistake over and over and over again. You haven't learned from it. And so God has taught a lesson.
What is called, didn't mean to interrupt, it's called insanity, okay? And if you don't ask God, you will go insane.
Right, exactly. And well said once again. So we just have a couple of minutes to go here on the air, Anthony, but I want to remind our listening audience that you are listening to Joe Montone, your host here at Finding God in Prison, speaking with Anthony Berkeley, a graduate of the Wings program, who's done a superb job here at 1570 AM WISP and 1420 AM WCOJ. Anthony, it has been a privilege and a pleasure to have you with us on the air. And I will be calling you from time to time, but would you be willing to come back on the air sometime in the future?
My pleasure, sir. No problem.
Thank you very much. I appreciate that. And again, as we move through, you know, the days after Easter, I just want to remind everybody about the, this is a time, you know, of quarantine for the world. But as we began the show, we talked about the Latin root of the word quarantine is the number 40. And the Bible talks about 40 often, that the flood lasted 40 days, and for 40 years Moses fled. And for 40 days Moses was up on Mount Sinai to receive the Ten Commandments, and that the Exodus lasted 40 years, and that Jesus fasted for 40 days. And what change do you need to make, my friends? Because a group of theologians think that the number 40 represents change. It's the time of preparing a person or people to make fundamental change. And in the Wings program, we talk heavily about what change you need to make. And to do it now, to take action now. So I challenge you, my friends who are listening out there, to get on board with Anthony and I and to take action to make change. Don't wait, because we're in that 40 days after Easter. And it's very, very powerful. And something is going to happen, and we know the best is yet to come. Put your trust into the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. May God bless you and your families. Anthony, may God bless you for coming on our show today. I want to thank you once again. And my friends, if you're out there listening, please take action. Make it happen, because things don't just happen. People make them happen. God bless you. Have a great day, and we'll talk to you soon.
This show is produced with love by Holy Spirit Radio, inspired by the Holy Spirit, communicating